Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous international best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing. Always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. Got a place where other people can hear it. Thank you.
Welcome to Random Thoughts in the Car. Brought to you by two hungry humans.
Oh, man, I'm starving.
He's starving.
You're making me drive an hour to get dinner.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. It's only half an hour.
Sean had all these options for dinner, but he chose the only option that requires driving.
Because it's the best option and it's worth it. Sushi is worth the drive.
Sushi. You can tell we're not ketoing right now.
No, thank God.
This will be the first time rice touches my lips in like 7 weeks or 6 weeks or something.
Seven, probably.
Dude, rice.
I think it was six when we had the mail.
You know what sexy random thought talk right now? You know what the rice is going to make me do? Float.
She can really bloat, folks.
I can bloat. I am like a world-class bloater.
She goes from skinny to pregnant.
Like 10 minutes. That's amazing. Oh, I'm like that Umbrella Academy opening scene where all the kids are, for those of you who haven't seen, all these people are suddenly pregnant and have babies on the same exact time, on the same exact day. And some of those babies have superpowers. I'm like that without the baby.
Or the superpowers.
I got superpowers.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Hey, shall we talk about why people hate Brie Larson?
Who is that?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
If you want to have that discussion, I don't care.
I don't know. I think I could get too angry about it.
I think so. Yeah. I think that could go south quick.
What does that mean, the expression go south? Is that derogatory towards the south or go towards hell?
Depends on where you start.
No, but seriously, where does that come from? That expression that could go south quick.
I don't know. Well, south is the in this case the replacement word for to hell.
In a handbasket.
No, just it like this could go to hell quick, so it must be that.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's not like some northern hate on the south thing.
No, because if that was the case, it would say this could go north quickly.
Critically. It almost sounds like you're going to say Kiddich.
This could go north at any second.
But
that would be non-geographical. Everybody in the world knows the south is better than north.
Oh, that's not true. That's so not true, man. We don't have as many bugs.
You got plenty of bugs.
We do not have cockroaches. You
know, that's true. I do appreciate not having to deal with roaches anymore.
Those are gross, man.
Yes, they are.
They are like little warrior armies, and they're coming after you, and like...
Well, there's the cockroaches, and then there's your German roaches, which are more common in houses than our little...
I have no idea what you're talking
they're
about.
They're small roaches like that.
I just remembered that roach is a drug... Isn't that like a drug term?
Yeah. Little nubbin of a joint.
Well, why is that? Like, is that related to a cockroach?
Because it kind of looks like a cockroach.
I don't know.
Because the white paper as the smoke turns brown.
Oh, it's a marijuana thing?
Yeah. You knew that.
I couldn't remember what it was. So I was like, you have a... Oh, this is probably not a good random thought, is it?
Well, not for your young adult listeners, but...
I don't think I have anything.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. roach is a little end of a marijuana cigarette?
Yeah. Oh my god, yes.
What? Laugh at me! You're so mean.
You sound like you're definitely going to watch Avengers for a second time in a row tonight.
We can't talk about that. Also, that was mean. Because we can't spoil it yet. Even though this will probably come out Monday, we still can't spoil it.
No, that's not what I meant. I wasn't going to spoil the movie at all.
Sean didn't like the movie.
I did so.
You said you didn't like it.
No, I thought it was a great movie. I just think all the hype, which I don't get involved in, but I'm constantly immersed in it, that it kind of just didn't live up to it.
I think it...
You go in knowing that Thanos is... Never mind. Can't talk about it.
I can talk about it. Look, ready? It was more character-driven. However, the characters weren't consistent, nor did their actual change in their arc were they justified. So, as an author, you're like, what? I couldn't get away with that. What? Look at that explanation for something scientific that happens in the movie. I did the exact same thing. I couldn't get away with that in my story. And, like, it's really frustrating. Because, like, they got away with so much stuff and made so much money that, like, I can't get away with.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Some plot holes. There's some big plot holes. There are plot holes so big you could get a planet in that plot hole. And it would never fall. What? No.
I really don't know what happened to my mouth about a minute and a half ago. But I by no means meant to give you the impression that I actually wanted to talk about the movie.
Sean really had a lot of issues. And one of those issues is I grew up watching big monster movies and reading comic books and copying them and drawing and watching Doctor Who obsessively and searching for Bigfoot. Whereas Sean grew up, like, knowing what NASCAR was, and...
That was not a big NASCAR.
But you knew what it was, which is better than me. And, like, you grew up with ATV things.
Yeah.
And you got muddy.
Yeah, I was outside almost all the time.
Well, I was too, but I was outside drawing and imagining Bigfoot coming and saving me. And you were outside drinking, apparently. With your friends and exploding things.
Probably not the same age as when you were outside looking for a big... Well, maybe. Did you ever... Wait, I have one question. Did you ever look for Bigfoot in the Lewiston-Auburn area?
No.
Are you sure?
When I was in college? No.
Yeah, okay.
Lewiston-Auburn is in Maine, which is where Bates College is, which is where I went to school. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I did not. I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
I couldn't drive in college.
Probably looking for that urban Bigfoot around campus.
Why do you hate me like this?
I don't. I think it's cute.
I had things I really wanted to be real, okay? Love. Unicorns.
You know, when I was that age, which would have been before
Bigfoot.
You.
Yeah.
Bigfoot was like... No, not as... It was... I think it was intensely popular in a different way because it was more truly of an urban legend.
Yeah.
By mouth.
Yeah.
You know, not by internet, social media,
well,
and television.
Because you're
right?
Old, man.
So, but when we were out in the woods, and I actually lived in a place where Bigfoot could have potentially exist if
he could have existed in Bedford, New Hampshire.
No, I mean, I was surrounded by woods. We were at little patches. Anyways. I never actually thought about really seeing them in the woods when we were, and I was constantly in the woods. I mean, we had, you know, tree forts and
forts. So did I.
I'm just saying. We hung out. That's what we did all day. Yeah, we had a dirty magazine sitting in there.
I did not have that.
But we were boys.
I would have if they featured Bigfoot, though.
Oh, that'd be sexy right there.
Sexy Bigfoot.
Jeez, bro.
I think we should end this train of thought.
Has gone south. Writing tip of the pod.
This week's episode is called Do You Have to Write Every Day? Which is basically Stephen King Twitter tortures versus the anti-burnout crew. It's a big debate in the writing world.
Is it really?
It's almost as big a debate as the things we can't debate about, Endgame or Brie Larson.
The right
or whether or not debate. Bigfoot exists. Yes. So, basically, it's a high-stakes game, but it gets people so, riled up. There are the Right Everyday Camp, and they carry lit Twitter torches and follow Stephen King, who famously said, would you like to say what he said?
Yes. Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work.
Sorry. He said that in a memoir of the craft, On Writing. That sounds so fancy.
The name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there are the anti-burnout crew who say that you can't possibly write every day because your fingertips will fall off and your brain will turn to zombie goo.
Yeah.
And people actually have Twitter wars about this.
That's crazy.
I know. But to be fair, people also create character sheets and become hyper-focused on knowing their character's favorite color and think that's more important than what it is that their character wants with all her heart or what the character is terrified of happening to them.
Well, I know, but I wanted to say something about what you just read. I can't believe people have fights about that.
Yeah,
like,
they fight.
Like everybody's supposed to do exactly the same thing.
I know, it's super annoying. Everybody sees things as polarities, man. You
know, I know. That's just so idiotic.
I know. There's more than one way to be.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So writing hint. Your character's motivations, her wants, the thing she's longing for and living to get. That's more important than her love of teal. The color teal?
Yeah. Because why?
Well, it's more interesting, I would say, for one thing.
Well, yeah, but is the color teal likely going to move the plot ahead? Is the color teal going to be life or stakes or high emotional stakes for our character?
No, because teal's kind of boring.
No, teal's popular right now. But no, I know what you're saying.
It's popular. But that's 80s.
I know, 80s. It's so 80s. But we're talking about writing. We're not digressing. And the writing tip of the pod is...
Are they going to do a Miami Vice reboot?
That's such a digression.
What?
I just said we were digressing.
You said what you... Oh, never mind.
Teal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are popular.
Okay.
Writing tip of the pod. There is no way, one way to be a writer. If you can write every day, write every day. If you can't, don't. But make sure you still actually write. You can't really be a writer if you only talk about writing and don't actually do it.
Dude.
What?
Can I just say that I have no idea how we have 69,000 downloads for this podcast.
Yeah.
But we're never going to be listed on a top writing podcast.
Why not?
Because we do things like, what's a roach? And Bigfoot Naughty Books. And...
Miami Vice Reboot?
Yes.
Because exactly. That would be so cool.
I have a cold. Do you want to hear my dragon noise? Should I show them my dragon noise?
Well, I don't care.
All right.
Sounds more like a smoker that's about to die of emphysema or something.
Hey, let's do the dog tip of the pod.
Dog tip of the pod?
Yeah, man. Say it in a good, cool voice.
You say it in a cool voice.
Oh, it's dog tip for life. That's our problem.
Yeah.
Dog tip for life.
No? No, that was fine. We're going to leave it just like that.
You're so mean. All right. Hey, buddy, would you like to share the dog tip for life?
Sure.
All right.
Nobody really gives a crap what Lassie's favorite color might have been. They care that Lassie was a dude? I always thought it was
dude,
a girl.
Dude, you're digressing again. Oh, my God.
They cared that Lassie wanted to save their family. Don't stress the meaningless details. Not in your story. And especially not in your life. Focus on what really matters.
Which is not your digression about Lassie's gender.
Well, it very well could be.
You think that's what matters?
It's a better thing than Lassie's favorite color. Because gender opens up a whole cornucopia of stuff.
Anyways, did you know that Lassie's big motivation was to save his family, and that's what made us want to watch the show. Not that his favorite doggy treat was.
That's why Timmy was always falling in the well, and Lassie would always run back to the house.
Timmy!
Or whatever this thing was.
I don't know. What was that thing?
Lassie's favorite motivation was bacon?
No. Oh. No, that's Sparty's.
I know that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say and digress about?
No, not unless somebody knows there's going to be a Miami Vice reboot and can let me know. I don't think so.
You know what? There should be an A-Team reboot.
No.
Why?
You never really was that good. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you? How about Knight Rider with that car and Michael Hasselhoff? No, David. What's his name?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
You know what? All three of those shows we just mentioned are like
1980 or
neck
something.
And neck, one notch above Airwolf.
Airwolf. Wow.
While I may have watched Knight Rider a few times. And the A-Team a few times. Even then, I could say to myself, this is really not great television. But, I mean, it's entertaining. It's got explosions and cars that can do all kinds of crap, but...
I didn't watch TV when I was little. We watched...
It's like I could see the hamburger crawl across the floor from 30 years before.
I don't know what that means. David because Hasselhoff. There was a roach?
No, David Hasselhoff.
Oh!
Remember his drunk video?
That's right.
Anyways...
I try to blank him out, honestly.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. There.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remember, there's no one way to write, and there's no one way to do a podcast.
That's right. That's for darn sure. Thank you so incredibly much for putting up with us for another 15 or 20 minutes
of your day.
Hopefully you laughed once or twice.
It was so kind.
Now the amazing Carrie's gonna tell you some bonus stuff.
The amazing Sean. What a nice intro.
But thank you very much for listening.
If you like our podcast, please like and subscribe and share it anywhere at all. Wherever you're listening, go do that, man. The music in this podcast was Broke for Free by Night Owl and made available through the amazing Creative Commons. And all the tips that go with this podcast is at carriejonesbooks.blog. Search for Dogs Are Smarter Than People. In writing and other news, I have a Patreon coming up. It's already started, but it's coming up because it keeps happening. And every week I put in a new chapter and I send people art. And it's a never before published teen fantasy novel. And it's cool. Good. And there's art from like the Need series and it's so much more. But you only get to see it if you basically give me $1 a month.
Or more.
I know.
More.
Patreon, if you don't know it, is totally cool. And new things can be scary, but it's still totally cool. Basically, you give Patreon your PayPal or credit card number, and they charge you whatever level you choose at the end of each month. And that money supports me sharing my writing, this podcast, and other weirdness. Right, man?
That was my subliminal messaging. Hopefully it worked.
I didn't get it.
I was saying more under my breath, and then more. I said give more for the
give
last
more.
One.
Oh.
But now it's not subliminal anymore. No.
And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July with Steve Waddell. It's scary, and it's one of Publisher Weekly's buzz books for the summer. And there's an excerpt of it if you look it up on the internet or go to our blog, and you can pre-order this bad boy, which might make it have a sequel. And a sequel would be amazing, believe me, because the sequel features cephalopods and caves. Monsters and love, and it's even creepier than the first book. It's so cool.
What's a cephalopod?
Like an octopus, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a squid.
That lives on land?
Dude, it's a really cool story.
Or is it in the water? Is it the kraken?
There's like a whole thing about the evolution of them, and it's plausible, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Obviously, Sean has not read that book yet.
Well, no.
No.
I'm like 5 books behind, dude.
No, but that makes me feel so unloved.
No, okay. It's just that I read it like 5th grade level. You know that.
That's not true. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WordPress. Where else are
you? You're all over the place.
Yeah. Finchest?
Yeah, I guess. Right. Did you start that one up?
And Sean's just here in the living room.
Yeah, I'm not on social media much. Still can't. It's hard for sixth grade dropout
to pick that stuff up. He's actually very smart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. New podcast every Tuesday.
That's right.
Oh, and they're on YouTube now, too.
Oh, sweet.
Man, I forgot that.
Yeah, you forgot to mention that as a presence even, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
Fail.
Bye.